ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 29, Part 14, Verses 80 through 85, The Allegory of King Puranjana, Closure. The great sage Maitreya continued.
The supreme devotee, the great saint Narada Muni, thus explained to King Prajnabarhi the constitutional position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as well as that of the living entity. After giving an invitation to the king, Narada left to return to his abode in Siddhaloka. In the presence of his ministers, the saintly king Prajnabarhi left orders for his sons to protect the citizens. Prajnabarhi then left home and went off to undergo austerities in the holy place known as Kapila Ashram. Having undergone austerities and penances at Kapila Ashram, King Prajnabarhi attained full liberation from all material designations. He constantly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, attaining a spiritual position qualitatively equal to that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Vidura, one who hears this narration concerning the understanding of the living entity's spiritual existence as described by the great sage Narada, or who relates it to others, will be liberated from the bodily conception of life. This narration, spoken by the great sage Narada, is full of the transcendental fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, this narration, when described, certainly sanctifies this material world. It purifies the heart of the living entity, helping one to attain his or her spiritual identity. And one who relates this transcendental narration will be liberated from all material bondage and will no longer have to wander within this material world. This allegory of King Puranjana, described herein according to authority, was heard by me from my spiritual master, and it is full of spiritual knowledge. And if one can understand the purpose of this allegory, then one will certainly be relieved from the bodily conception of life, and will clearly understand life after death. Although one may not understand what transmigration of the soul actually is, one can fully understand it by studying this narration of the story of King Puranjana.
Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Haraye Nama Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
Siddha Loka and Brahma Loka are both within the same planetary system. Brahma Loka is understood to be the highest planet within this universe. Siddha Loka is considered to be one of the satellites of Brahma Loka. The inhabitants of Siddha Loka have all the powers of yogic mysticism. From this segment of Srimad Bhagavatam, it appears that the great sage Narada is an inhabitant of Siddha Loka, although he travels to all the planetary systems. All the residents of Siddha Loka are spacemen, and they can travel in space without mechanical help. The residents of Siddha Loka can go from one planet to another individually by virtue of their yogic perfection. So after giving instructions to the great king Prachina Barhi, Narada Muni departed and also invited Prachina Barhi to Siddha Loka. The word Prajasarga is very important. When the saintly king Prachina Barhi was induced by the great sage Narada to leave home and take to the devotional service of the Lord, Prachina Barhi's sons had not yet returned from their austerities in the water. However, Prachina Barhi did not wait for their return, but simply left messages to the effect that his sons were to protect the mass of citizens. According to the great Acharya Vira Raghava Acharya, such protection means organizing the citizens into the specific divisions of the four varnas and four ashramas. It was the responsibility of the royal order to see that the citizens were following the regulative principles of the four varnas, namely Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, as well as the four ashramas, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasa. It is very difficult to rule citizens in a kingdom without organizing this Varna Ashrama Dharma. To rule the mass of citizens in a state and keep them in a complete progressive order is not possible simply by passing laws every year in a legislative assembly. The Varna Ashram Dharma is essential in a good government. One class of men, the Brahmanas, must be intelligent and Brahmanically qualified. Another class must be trained in administrative work, the Kshatriya, another in mercantile business, the Vaishya, and another simply in labor, Shudra. These four classes of men are already there according to nature, and it is the government's duty to see that all four of these classes follow the principles of their particular varnas methodically. This is called abhirakshana, or protection. It is significant that when Maharaj Prachina Barhi was convinced of the goal of life through the instructions of Narada Muni, he did not wait even a moment to see his sons return, but left immediately. For there were many things to be done upon the return of his sons, but the king simply left them a message. Prachina Barhi knew what his prime duty was now. He simply left instructions for his sons and went off for the purpose of spiritual advancement. This is the system of Vedic civilization. The original commentator on the Bhagavatam, Sridhar Swami, informs us that Kapila Ashram is located at the confluence of the Ganges and the Bay of Bengal, a place known now as Gangasagara. This place is still famous as a place of pilgrimage, and many millions of people gather there every year on the day of Makara Sankranti, or January 14, to take bath. It is called Kapila Ashram because of Lord Kapila's living there to perform austerities and penances. Lord Kapila propounded the original pure Sankhya system of philosophy. There is special significance in the words Tat Samyatam Agat. The king attained the position of possessing the same status or the same form as that of the Lord. This definitely proves that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a person. In his impersonal feature, Krishna is the rays of his transcendental body. When a living entity attains spiritual perfection, he or she also attains the same type of body known as Sachid Ananda Vigraha. This spiritual body never mixes with the material elements. Although in conditional life, the living entity is surrounded by material elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and ego, but he or she remains always aloof from these. In other words, the living entity can be liberated from the material condition at any moment, provided that one wishes to do so. The material environment is called Maya. As soon as the living entity engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he or she immediately attains freedom from all material conditions, as explained by Krishna in the words, Sagunan Samati Yaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. In the material state, the living entity is on the Jiva Bhuta platform. But when one renders devotional service to the Lord, one is then elevated to the Brahma Bhuta platform. And on this Brahma Bhuta platform, the living entity is liberated from material bondage and engages in the service of the Lord. Herein, the word dhira is sometimes read as dhira. Actually, there is not very much difference, for the word dhira means sober, and the word vira means hero. One who is struggling against Maya is a hero, and one who is sober enough to understand his or her position is a dhira. Without becoming sober or heroic, one cannot attain spiritual salvation. This material creation is the dream of the spirit soul. Actually, all existence in this material world is a dream of Mahavishnu, just as the Brahma Sanhita describes, Yakaranarnavajale bhajati smayoga nidramananta jagadanda saromakupa. So this material world is created by the dreaming of Mahavishnu. The real factual platform is the spiritual world. But when the spirit soul wants to imitate the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is then put into this dreamland of material creation. After being in contact with the material modes of nature, the living entity develops the subtle and gross bodies. And when the living entity is fortunate enough to associate with Sri Narada Mahamuni or his servants, then one is liberated from this dreamland of material creation as well as the bodily conception of life. As indicated previously, Narada Muni advised King Prachinabarhi to take to devotional service rather than waste time performing ritualistic ceremonies and fruitive activities. The vivid descriptions of the subtle and gross bodies in this chapter are most scientific, and because they are given by the great sage Narada, they are most authoritative. Because these narrations are full of the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they constitute the most effective process for the purification of the mind. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, the more we talk of Krishna, think of Krishna, and preach for Krishna, the more we become purified. This means we no longer have to accept a hallucinatory, gross, and subtle body, but instead attain our original spiritual identity. So, one who tries to understand this instructive spiritual knowledge is delivered from the ocean of nescience. The word parameshtyam is very significant. In this connection, parameshtyam is also called Brahma Loka. It is the planet on which Lord Brahma lives. The inhabitants of Brahma Loka always discuss such narrations so that after the annihilation of the material world, they can be directly transferred to the spiritual world. And one who is transferred to the spiritual world no longer has to go up and down within this material world. Sometimes spiritual activities are also called parameshtyam. The word striya, meaning along with the wife, is significant. The male and female living together constitute the sum and substance of material existence. The attraction between male and female in this material world is very strong. In all species of life, the attraction between male and female is the basic principle of existence. The same principle of intermingling is also found in human society, but it is in a regulative form. So, material existence means living together as male and female and being attracted by one another. However, when one fully understands spiritual life, then one's attraction for the opposite sex is completely vanquished. For by such attraction, one becomes overly attached to this material world. It becomes a hard knot within the heart. Pungsasriya mituni bhavametang tayor mitho hridaya granthim ahu ato griha kshetra sutapta vittaya janasya mohoyam ahang mameti. Everyone comes to this material world attracted to sense gratification, and the hard knot of sense gratification is the attraction between male and female. And by this attraction, one becomes overly attached to the material world in terms of griha, kshetra, sutta, apta, vitta, that is, home, land, children, friends, money, and so forth. One thus becomes entangled in the bodily conception of I and mine. However, if one understands this story of King Puranjana and understands how, by sexual attraction, Puranjana became a female in his next life, then one will also understand the process of transmigration.
recorded January 3, 2024, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana Girijadi Gopinatha Madana Mohana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita. Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunatha. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhakta Dasa Raghuna. Echai Gochai Kori Charana Vandan. Jaha Hoite Vignana Abhishta Puran. Chai go chai jar mui tarna tasa par padarenu mora panchagra. Hari Haraye Namaha. Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Adhera. sannivas Janame, janame hoy, ei abilas Ei chai go chai jave, praje koi lavas Radha Krishna nityalila, orila prakha Hari, haraye, namaha Krishna, yadavaya, namaha Gopala, govindarama, Shri Madhusudana Anande bolo hari haja vrindavan Sri Guru Vaishnava pade majayaman Sri Guru Vaishnava pada padma koriya Narottam dasa kohe namasankirtana Namasankirtana Nama Sankirtana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha
Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you. You are known by the names Hari, Yadava, Madhava, and Keshava. Oh, you are also known as Gopala, Govinda, Rama, Sri Madhusudana, Giridhari, Gopinath, and Madana Mohan. All glories to Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. All glories to Sri Advaita Acharya and his consort, Sri Sita Thakurani. All glories to Lord Hari, to the spiritual master, to the Vaishnavas, to Srimad Bhagavatam, to Srimad Bhagavad Gita. All glories to Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. I offer my obeisances to the feet of these six Goswamis, for by bowing to them, all obstacles to my devotion are destroyed, and all spiritual desires are fulfilled. I am the servant of that person, who was a servant of these six Goswamis, and the dust of their lotus feet is my five kinds of foodstuffs. So this is my desire, that birth after birth, I may live with those devotees who serve the lotus feet of these six Goswamis. When these six Goswamis lived in Braja, they revealed the lost holy places and explained all about the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So, just shout the names of Lord Hari in great ecstasy and worship the transcendental realm of Vrindavan while absorbing your mind in meditation upon the divine feet of our spiritual master and all the Vaishnavas. Desiring to serve the lotus feet of Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas, Narottam Das sings this Sankirtan of the holy names of Lord Hari. Hari Haraye Namaha.